Huntsville. Chris on two for Scranton.
Hi, Chris. I'm with you on two.
I just want to check it. I was going to go ahead and put that MCA plug in Scram for the week. Just wanted to check in, see if there was anything else you needed, or just execute that taskless item.
Yeah, if we could just get you to execute that, and then we will get you to press the MCA button on the screen and let us know what you see.
Yes, copy. Yeah, it worked. That's still Chris on two for Scram. Yeah, I installed the MCA inlet plug, the photos for the procedure on SSC7, and I tried pressing the MCA button, but the touch screen seems unresponsive.
Copy all. That's what we need to know. Thanks, Chris. We're good for now.
Okay, yep, copy all. Are you going to be, are we potentially going to be removing that MCA plug? Just trying to decide whether I should stow this Scram kit or not.
Yeah, Chris, we'll probably keep that out a couple of days, so if you'll just keep it out, so that'd be great.
If we think it's going to be a couple of days, I'll probably put it back, but if we're going to if we were going to deal with it today, I'd leave it out.
Copy. That's a good plan.
Okay, copy. I'll restart. All right, one more word of clarification on Scram. Like, it looks like the whole display is just, like, frozen, like, you know, there's a mouse pointer on the display, and which, if you click on your finger on the display, the mouse.
Hey, Chris, I'm back with you. We kind of ran into a little hand over there, but we copy what the screen is doing. Yeah, it is frozen up, and that's expected. Is why that's why we put the plug in, but we can't do anything until we get the PDN, probably on Orbit 2 today. But thanks for all of that data. And if you said anything else, I missed it.
I just said that the last part of my call was that I walked myself into a handover, so I think you got it all. Thank you.
Happens to the best of us. Thanks.
Station on 2 from Mansell.
Ruthie on 2.
Katie, we've got about a 95% full bag, no leaks, and everything nominal.
Copy, 95%, all nominal.
98134 for the uses.
Thanks for the info.
Thank you. Hansel, station Sophia 2 for FCS hardware disposal and unexpected items.
Hello, Sophie, go for unexpected items.
In the series of step one of the steel track, in 45CTB1085, there is the item that I'm going to show you on the camera. It's CIR optics bench UML cover plates, and there are four of them.
Copy, Sophie. We see the view. Thanks a lot. We'll check on that and let you know.
Copy. And in the series of step two, in 1.0.11.37, there was also an extra cap that I'm going to show you on camera right away.
Copy, Sophie. Does that match anything else that you've seen so far that you gathered?
Again, left.
Just wondering if that cap matched anything else that you have seen as you've gone through this portion of the SDF stuff.
Wait, I am very sorry. I'm going to get closer to the ATU, but I still did not understand what you said.
The cap that you showed us, does that match anything that you've seen so far? Does it look like any of the other things that you've already stowed?
No, actually, so the cap doesn't look like anything like episodes, so I was wondering if it's part of the rack where FCS was installed. Are you missing a cap somewhere? I think this cap is worth some stowing for now. It doesn't look like the rest of what I've stowed. Maybe until the end of the activity I will find some stuff, some similar stuff, but for now I think it's worth time stowing and not trashing and just connect again on this question at the end of the activity.
That sounds like a good plan, Sophie. Thank you.
Okay, and just for awareness, I'm temporarily this right here where I am at lab port 5.
We copy.
So station on 2 for Kermit.
Good morning, Jessica. Go for Kermit.
Good morning. Kermit is powered on. We're ready for ground connect.
We copy. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Lori.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Sophie and STS Hardware Disposal.
Sophie is with you on the 2.
So you actually found 4 of those missing plates. They've been missing for a while. So once you get to step 4.12 in StowTrack, you're going to find 2 more, and you can trash them all.
Okay, trashing all of those window things. I will have a special look at step 4.12.
You got it, and we're still checking on the cap.
Great. No rush on that. It's stemstowed in port 6, lab port 6 instead of port 5.
Copy.
Houston, Chris on 2 for CASA.
Go ahead, Professor Chris.
Hey, good morning, Katie. I had 2 outstanding questions about CASA from when I was last doing the airflow measurements in it, and I wanted to check in with you guys to see if you had any words on them before I got started with all my move-in stuff. The first question was with regard to the air inlet and the diffuser, you'd call it, on the inside of CASA. The sort of like the louvers or the vanes of those direct the airflow towards the starboard side of CASA, and I think the sleeping bag is supposed to go on the port side of CASA, and I just wanted to verify that that configuration was correct. I'd sort of asked about that before, and I think there was a question out about that. The second question was the CASA liner. It wasn't clear at all, sort of how they're supposed to fold in Velcro, and we were looking for some more words on those, if we had any.
Checking. Chris, back with you. For your first question, we confirmed that the vanes are pointed in the right direction, even though it's a little bit not intuitive. Everyone confirmed that's correct.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure because I know that there's been some concerns about, like, air circulation and that sort of thing, and it just it surprised me that it was kind of pointing, like, away from where, like, the crew member's face would be when they sleep. But glad we confirmed, and I'll just make sure I get some fans up in there to get good air circ.
Yep, thanks for bringing it up and double-checking. And we're going to need a few minutes to double-check on the liner, so you can get started with the procedure, and we'll get back to you on that.
I'll keep working on it. Yeah, I think there were a bunch of like sort of flaps in the liner. We did a little video tour that it just wasn't clear how they were supposed to kind of all fold and interface.
Copy. We'll look into it. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris and CASA.
Chris on 2.
Now, Flight happened to be on when you gave the video tour and said he gave it an excellent letterbox review, so thanks for doing that. It was really helpful. Unfortunately, we don't have quite as helpful an answer as your video tour, but our best suggestion would be to secure it on a best effort basis with Kapton tape, if you think that would help. Also, since you're the first inhabitant of CASA since the mods, we will certainly take any feedback or suggestions that you have for what might be helpful, acknowledging that the solutions presented to you in the design are a bit limited.
Okay, yeah, no worries. I think it'll be totally workable. As I just figured, I would check in before I started like moving stuff in and clobbering the not really clobbering the space. It'll be pretty minimalist in here, but just before I started moving stuff in, I just try to get it as neat as I could. And I'll just do best effort. And I think it'll be totally great.
Go forth and clobber.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Chris and ultrasound.
Chris is with you on 2. Ready for power off?
We are ready. Thank you.
Copy all. And work. Houston, Chris, on to CASA acoustic port question.
Are we deeper acoustic port?
I was just getting things set up here in CASA. It seems to have two acoustic ports, one that's more station forward, one that's more station aft. Currently, the one that's more station aft has a bug in it. And looking at where the actual ATU speaker is, the ATU speaker is more aft of both of these ports. Is it desired that this plug is in the aft acoustic port in CASA, or should it be in the forward one?
Checking.
Hospital station on 2, the plate is in Kermit, and it looks good. So let me know if you need any adjustments.
We copy, thanks.
Chris, back with you on 2. We are trying to track down a picture of the port so we can make sure we know which one you're talking about, and then we'll get back to you.
Sounds good. Yeah, there's kind of two of them, and my understanding was that they were supposed to line up with the ATU speaker, but they seem to be about like a foot station forward of the speaker, and the aftmost of those ports would be the closest to the speaker, but that's the one that's currently plugged. So that was I guess my question is, should the one closest to the ATU speaker be the one that's unplugged? But yeah, I'll wait for a response.
Houston station on 2 for CQ audio cable reconfig.
With you on 2, Jessica.
Hi, Katie. I'm in step 2.2 of 2.208, so I'll float into my crew quarters, and I'm requesting you give me a 10 count on space to ground 2.
Copy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'll copy.
I had you loud and clear in my overhead CQ, and it is set at 9 bars on the ATU.
Great news.
Thank you very much.
Station Houston on Space Run 2 for Chris and CASA.
Space Run 2.
All right, so the purpose of the plug is basically just to reduce the noise in CASA. So it's really your preference on whether you would which one you would like to have plugged, or it's fine if you want neither to be plugged, whichever you think will be the best noise situation for you.
Okay, yeah, copy all. And I just wanted to double check, like, I my understanding was that these acoustic ports should be, like, roughly lined up with the ATU, but they're not. Is that incorrect? And am I just working from an incorrect assumption here?
And it actually does not matter if they are lined up.
Okay, cool. All right, yep, I think it all works, all makes sense then.
Great, thanks for checking.
Station on 2 for Jessica.
I'm with you on 2, Jessica.
Hey, Lori, I've got LabCam 2 set up, and I'm ready to start a little bit early, if that's okay with you guys, now that we've got calm again.
Okay, Jessica, stand by. We're going to get that activated, and I will let you know when we're ready.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Jessica, that's probably going to be about 10 minutes.
Copy. Sophie on 2 for Relax Pro activity.
Manic is with you on 2, Sophie.
I was wondering if you have all the data you need and if I can start the activity that was supposed to be 11:55 a little bit early.
And that is affirmed, Sophie. We have received the data on ground, and you are go to start the next activity.
Copy. Go to start. Thank you very much. And so, Sophie on 2 for Go Trek.
I'm with you on 2, Sophie.
Inside the 3.0-1052, the series of steps 4, there's a whole bag of MSG glove rigs assembly. So I can detail all of the contents for you, but that was not expected inside this bag. So
we copy, Sophie. Thank you. We're going to check on that.
Okay, and I dumped this in the lab. And I have all of the serial numbers. Let me know if and when you want to have all the details.
Yeah, we'll type them now if you want to go ahead and read them off, Sophie.
Copy. So I have MSG Glover Assembly serial number 0012, serial number 123, serial number 127, and serial number 128.
And Sophie, we went through a little ratty-com there. I got 123, 127, 128. What others am I missing?
Okay.
Yeah, Sophie, we went through some bad com there, so I only caught that you got serial number 00123, 127, and 128. What others do you have?
So all of the serial numbers are 122, 123, 125, 127, and 128.
Copy all, Sophie. Thank you.
And go back, there is also 126, so that's a total of 6 items.
We copy. You're keeping us running and finding all these good things.
Yeah, I think it's probably great news for finding them here. Just additional comments that I can tell. They all look in good condition, so some of them are look even brand new, and some others look that they have been used, but in good condition.
That's great data. We appreciate it.
Go on, too.
Hey, Jessica, we're ready for you to step into SUBSA, and we're going to still get the video routed, but you're go to start, and we'll talk on Special Ground 3.
Copy, go, and I'll pass you on 3. Thanks.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris and Casa at your convenience.
Chris on 2.
Chris, I've got a Delta for you for step 2.11 when you're ready to copy.
Okay, 2.11. I am with you.
So in that step, you're going to be removing some batteries, and before you trash those, we just need you to tape over both terminals with Kapton tape.
Okay, if I have a LED flashlight that has fresh batteries in it already, can I just deploy it? Is that an okay solution?
Yep, that's a good solution as well.
All right, well, I've got that already set. Thank you. Houston, Chris on 2 for the CASA SSC ZBook power chain.
All righty, Chris.
Yeah, I'm working on the SSC relocate to get my SSC into CASA, and networking cable is all well and set up, and there's a well-labeled power supply. However, the cobalt brick that power supply is connected to, 1453, seems to have its upstream power off. So if I, turn on the cobalt brick, there's no power to it. Trying to trace it back, it looks, best I can tell, that cobalt brick is plugged into PS120. That is PS120 1022, but that does not look like it is powered on either. It looks like the upstream power to that PS120 is off as well.
And Chris, can you tell which SUP that PS120 is going to?
Using some wires, it looks like it's SUP2J02 looks like what it's plugged into, and that is currently not turned on. Or has no green light for power.
Hey, Chris, we're checking. And Chris, we're back with you on 2. We're going to try to power up that SUP from the ground. We'll let you know when that's done so you can double check and see if the lights change.
Copy all. That sounds good. And Houston, looks like we got a good power light on the PS120 and on the SUP now.
Your wish is our command.
I really appreciate it. And that looks like I now have a good power chain to my SSC. Appreciate it.
Great news.
And so, Sophie, tune for more discoveries in the FCS CTVs.
Sophie, I'm going to bring you to my house so you can find a lot of things that I've lost along the way. Do you know that those plates that you found were from 2010? They've been lost since 2010. Those covers, those MSG. Yeah.
Wow, 2010. Well, I'm glad for you and the teams. Now we have them, and I think they're really good shape, and they can be used, so that's great. All right, are you ready for some extra stuff? Maybe you'll miss something. I'm not sure, because right now what I see is just more FCS related.
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay, I'm also showing to the camera on lab so that you can have real-time feedback. So in 3.0 CTB, I did find a set of plastic caps, and there is also one metal cap in this bag. No label. I mean, the label of the Ziploc is clearly not the correct one. So this is one. Second item that I found in 3.0 CTV 1052 is this SCLHRDL adapter F/O cable.
We copy those so far.
Okay, and the third thing is more interesting, maybe. It was lost as well because I looked in the other steps. It's Sophie. Yeah. It's a joke. It's Sophie of Unix package cover.
We love it. We copy the part number. Thank you.
And all of these were inside 3.0 CTB 1052. I also crew noted it, but for now I attempt to all of these in the lab, and then you'll have time to assess what you want to do later with all these.
Copy on, Sophie. Thank you. You get so good at this, we're going to put you on every treasure hunt.
Yeah, that's a little adventure. I love adventures. Actually, Hansel from Sophie, one go back. The item, the avionics package cover that I just showed you, this big metal piece, is step number 5, so disregard this. It's I'm going to mark it complete.
We copy. I thought you were trying to save it because it said Sophie.
No, that's how you give me ideas. Pencil Sophie on 2 for extra stuff found.
What you got for us, treasure girl?
So in 1.0 CTB 5263, I found 3 plastic caps plus 1 metal cap. Bag is labeled sample caps bag.
We copy. Thank you. You can test for that until we figure out what to do with it.
Sure. So we have the same location as all the rest. Send Station Sophie on 2 for stowage.
Station Sophie on 2, Sophie.
So we are running out of JSBs in the pantry. I was doing this activity for Huntsville for a lot of hardware trash. So I looked at the ISS homepage. There was no warehouse listed. After this, I looked at IMS. There was this warehouse listed, so 1.0 CTB 5453, which contains some JSBs, good enough for short term, but I do not see any extra JSB warehouse, and so I was wondering, are these the last ones? Thank you very much, and if I don't answer right away, it's because I'm in TMM, so... you'll find me on the screens at some point, so you can catch me then.
Sounds good. Happy TMM diving.
I mean, tavern diving. We like it. Don't worry. It's okay. See you.
Station Houston on 2 for SCAM status.
Okay, Sophie is leaving on too, and crew is listening.
Bonjour, Sophie. We have obviously regained our Spaced Around 1 and 2 forward link on S-band. We don't yet know the root cause, but we think it was associated with the TDRS 275 satellite, which we just handed over from. So we're still looking into the root cause, but we got good S-band for now.
Thank you for the great news. And, yeah, we all good for us. We have good green communication. All right, so question for you and Huntsville for stowage, the two stowage teams.
We are listening.
Okay, so it's still about the tricky questions about the low amount of JSB remaining, and also the steps number 14 and 15 in this FCS hardware disposal are quite big items. So if I dispose them into hardware JSB, it's going to eat up one more JSB just for two items. My suggestion right now is within this whole process of all these steps earlier, I emptied a 3.0 CTB 1052, which is a very old generation 3.0 CTB. I would really love, and I strongly suggest that we could use this for, instead of hardware JSBs, to put as many stuff that we need to trash into this, because it's a very old generation, and I'm not sure it's very convenient for us to use. But yeah, just giving you this idea. I don't know if you like the idea of, instead of using JSBs, use this 3.0 all generation CTV.
Thanks, Sophie. We love the idea. Let us discuss it for a second.
Okay. Jessica just mentioned to me that yesterday in her activity for the RR stowage trash activity hardware, she also cleared another old, very old generation 3.0 CTV, which is not convenient at all to use for us. And so we can also use this one, if the one that we have with my activity this morning is not enough. So we have two options.
Copy all, Sophie. We're just going to need a couple minutes to double check on what we're putting in there and where it's going to end up, and then we'll get back to you.
Sure. No rush on the answer. Just going back to PMM to do some more steps.
Have fun in the cave.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm not looking at things. I'm back on 2 with you. The NH3 hardware relocate, I'm looking at the stone notes, lines 18 through 29. These four emergency respirators are labeled for the four Crew 12 members, and it looks like, according to the stone note, that I'm taking the ammonia cartridges off them, not installing new ones, and then re-putting them back in here. Just want to make sure that that's correct, that is the intent, is to have the respirators with no cartridges reinstalled.
Copy, Jack. We are talking about it. Station Houston on 2 for Jack. Back with you on the respirators.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Jack, so you are correct. Those respirators are for you guys, but for the majority of situations, you wouldn't be using those respirators with the NH3 cartridges. You would be using PVAs. So there will be a future activity to install cartridges back onto those respirators. And for now, we don't think that this is reducing our readiness for an NH3 contingency, because you would nominally be using PVAs.
Okay, that makes sense to us. I will press on. Thanks.
Thanks for asking.
Station Jackson 2 for Asia timing.
Go ahead, Jack.
You guys happy if I slide this activity an hour to the right? PMM is pretty clobbered right now, so rather than getting everybody's way, getting into port 2, I'll just do it a little bit later. Does that work out for you guys, or do you need it done in this time slot?
Checking. All right, Jack, back with you once you finish your flip. Oh, almost made it to 3. So we talked a little bit. The intent of the timing on this AGA checkout activity is to try to get as much comm coverage as possible. So if you are not going to do it now, we would propose doing it at 1740 instead, where you had the NH3 hardware relocate originally. Would that work for you?
Yeah, I think that'll work fine. I'll just finish up the NH3 stuff and then do the AGA in that time slot.
Sounds like a great plan to us.
So thank you.
Until from Sophie and Tim for extra stuff.
Moving on to Sophie.
So we found an 10CTB1091 step 16.05. This ACME controller cover serial number 1018. Let me see.
And we copy Sophie, and we appreciate the visual. We are checking into it. Thank you.
Copy, and so I will test out in the lab as well as all of the other extra stuff.
And we copy. Station Houston on 2.
Stand station Jackson on.
Go ahead, Jack.
All right, go ahead, Houston. Okay, I am hunting for the serial number on NH3 cartridges and having trouble finding them. Can you point out where I should be looking?
Checking. Station Houston on 2 for Jack.
Ma'am.
Apparently, we designed this as a trick question because the cartridges, once they are out of their bags, do not have serial numbers on them. So at the end of the day, we just want the cartridges that you have removed to end up on new respirators.
Okay. That sounds good. That'll be the plan. Thanks.
And Station Houston on 2 for Sophie at your convenience with regard to the 3.0 CTD. Station Houston on 2 for Sophie while you are outside of the cave.
Who's with you on 2?
Hey, Sophie, good news. We are go to use those two 3.0 CTBs instead of JSBs. We got serial number 1052 from one of them. We just need the serial number of the other one that you found, and then just let us know what you fit into them, please.
All right, so it's all going to be crew noted with all of the steps because we need to reorganize slightly the JSBs. So we'll detail all of this in the crew notes. And if I remember well, no, just stand by one. I'm just checking the number of the other 3.0.
And we are perfectly happy to get that serial number in the crew note that you send down to us.
Great. So the other 3.0 CTB is 4071, labeled FCS trash, and it started with step 14.
Okay, we copy all. Thanks, Sophie.
And the future details will be in the crew notes, and I'm sure by the end of the activity we'll have many more questions. So, stand by one.
We love it. Thank you.
And so, Sophie, two for stowage and step 22.
And we're with you on 2, Sophie. Go ahead.
For step 22, the item does not fit into the 2.0 CTB that is labeled in this step. Actually, the dimensions are such that it would only fit in a 3.0 CTB, so my suggestion is to create a 3.0 CTB labeling SpaceX 35 staging return items, and put this item into it.
And we copy, Sophie. Are you planning to move all the items that are in the 2.0 into that new 3.0, or just the item that won't fit?
Actually, you just gave me, this idea is brilliant, actually, because then all of them would be located. What do you think?
And Sophie, we like the plan. Yeah, you're going to move those items to the 3.0.
Okay, so the end goal would be to have all of them in the same 3.0 CTB, and I'll try to make sure I'm clear enough in the crew comments, because I don't know in which step I did mention this number. I think I'm going to be clear enough, but just double check me before the end of the day and let me know if it's clear enough for you. So basically, we will not use a 2.0 anymore. We will use a 3.0, and everything that was supposed to be in the 2.0 will be in the 3.0.
And Sophie, you got it right. Yeah, that's the plan. And we are following with all your crew comments, and so far so good.
Good news. Thank you. And in work.
Stan Station Jackson 2 for Humor Hardware.
Go ahead.
There's a bag of these emergency mask goggles inside the emergency mask kit that I'm moving over to the MLM. Just want to see, they've all got inserts in them. I had to pull some of the inserts out of the masks themselves, but just trying to figure out if these EMER goggles are going with the EMER mask bag, and if so, if the inserts inside of them are crew-specific or they're just kind of generic.
Okay, Jack, Ethos has some answers, but it's going to take me a minute to get it all straightened out for you, so give me just 1 second.
Okay, no worries, take your time.
All right, Jack, I've got your answers.
Ready.
One, you are looking super cool with those goggles on. Two, the goggles with the generic inserts can stay in the respirator stowage bag. And then we realized that we asked you to remove the prescription eye inserts from the respirators but didn't tell you where to put them. Those can go into trash in a hardware JSB. We would just like to know how many and which type you take out of any masks.
Okay, number one, false. Number two, copy and understand all the inserts of generic. It's not like something I have to check for. And number three, I only took one out of a single set. I'd get you the serial number or the name if you'd like. It looked like it was a set of glasses with a wires or hard metal piece that went to the top and the bottom to clip into the mask itself. I don't know if you need a better description or something else.
Thanks, Jack. We would love either a serial number or a name off of that pair of prescription inserts before you trash them.
Houston Station Jack on 2 for EMER mask eyeglass inserts.
Go ahead.
The single set of eyeglass inserts that came out of the EMER mask, serial number 1003. They're the only identifying mark on the glasses set themselves is part number, well, I don't know if it's a part number, 3M. How's it? It's the only mark on here.
Copy, Jack. Thanks.
Pencil Sophie on 2 for stowage.
With you on 2.
I just consolidated the hardware JSBs that we used and made a huge update to the crew crew comment of step 11. And since it's a step I had included a crew comment earlier, I just wanted you to keep you posted that there's a new update on this one. And so let me know if it's not clear. Current status, we have 2 hardware JSBs and 2 full 3.0 CTBs, and all of them are full. We just need extra time to go get the stuff from PMM overhead 4 behind the rack, so it's going to be a long task. So just wanted to consolidate first all of the rest and keep this task for the last minute, just to be sure that at least the rest makes sense.
And Sophie, we copy y'all, and we appreciate you letting us know about that update in comment 11. And we actually have locations for your pile of found items, if you're ready.
Hello, everyone.
And Sophie, for those MSG glove ring assemblies.
I am ready.
And there is a handover in about 5 seconds. I'll catch you on the other side.
Copy. Sophie's with you on 2.
Council is back with you. All right, so those MSG glove ring assemblies you found, the six of them, they can go in the 3.0, that is the FCF return bag. And we're assuming you've put the serial number for that one in a crew note, but we haven't seen it yet, so warm fuzzy, we'd love to hear it. And then the extra duct filter. No need to report the serial number on it. You can stow all eight of them in the return bag.
He's stowing all of the filters, and we'll put the serial number of the glove ring assemblies and in a crew comment, and we'll put them into the SpaceX return 3.0 SCS return bag.
And so if you want to go back, we don't need the serial numbers of the glove ring assemblies. We already have those. We just need it for that 3.0 return bag you have.
Okay. So it's already in one of my crew comments. Can you go back to the step? I don't have my iPad right in front of me, but check the step where it says take a 2.0 CTV at the very beginning, take a 2.0 CTV and report serial number. So I changed the crew comment that I initially did and replaced by the explanation and using the 3.0. I say it's 5058. Can you please double check all of this, and I'll do the same on my side.
Yeah, we are waiting on an update of StowTrack here on the ground, but yeah, we'll look forward. Don't worry about it, Sophie. And then I have two more things for you. The small connect cable adapter from step 4.25. If you see a part number, we'd love to hear it, but otherwise that item can be trashed.
Yeah, so on that one, there is no part number. It's literally a tiny piece. The size of the screw, so no part number, and copy, trashing.
All right, and it can go to trash with all its friends, so all the other items you found, other than the glove ring assemblies and those duct filters, they go to the trash as well.
Copy. I understand all of these small items, like cap covers, small items that I mentioned that I was stencilling, are all going to trash as well.
And you have a good understanding, Sophie.
Great news. They just floated away, but I catch them all. I've got them with me. All right, thanks for all the answers. I'll work on this, and let's think of a little bit later to see if we have remaining questions.
Sounds like a plan, and we appreciate you guys' hard work.
Until station to CM2 for question and answer about the daily summary question.
And we'll let you on too.
So it's about the question number one in the daily summary today. The question about what should we do with PMM1 Deck 2 ZSR. So instead of giving you an answer, I'm going to give you another question. What's the plan for this location? Is the plan having big items like North Tanks, or is the plan having some small items like 0.0 CTVs or 0.5 CTVs? In that case, we will want to keep the whole ZSR as it is, but if it's bigger items, then it makes sense to remove the separations.
Checking, standby. And Sophie, it's going to take us a little while to dig up an answer to your question, but while we're digging, could we borrow you for some assistance with Scram?
Sure.
All right, so we are still having trouble accessing Scram or dealing with Scram at all, and we're looking to get a power cycle.
Okay, I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, on the front of Scram, there should be an on and off power switch. Just turn it off for 1 minute, and then turn it back off.
See, off 1 minute and back on. And while I'm doing this, just as a heads up also, if there is not a strong answer on your side about the need of placing big items, then the preference of all crew members in here after chatting with all of them is that we would prefer to leave the ZSR as it is now, because as soon as you have bigger spaces, then items like 1.0, even 2.0 CD, they tend to move, and then we spend hours looking for them afterwards.
Good info for us, Sophie. Stand by, we are chatting.
And so from Sophie, after 1 minute, I powered it on, so it's now in the booting cycle.
Perfect. Thank you, Sophie. And to answer your question about the ZSR, the info you provided us is exactly what we're looking for with that question. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2, with, for any available, with a follow-up question on the safety video from earlier this week.
By one, just coordinating within the crew.
No problem.
Houston, station on 2.
Hey, Chris. The ground has a couple of follow-up questions based off of the safety video that I think Jessica videoed earlier in the week. They had two items that they were hoping you guys could check on for us. The first is that they wanted to double-check that there are no plastic bags close to the inverter in Node 1 at the Node 1 S4 area. The second was that they saw that the Node 1 forward port IMV manual valve is blocked by stowage, and they wanted to make sure that everyone was aware of where it is behind the stowage and that the stowage is not impeding the ability of the RMO to work.
Node 1 forward port is not blocked as far as we can tell. It seems to be, open and accessible. Everybody knows where it is. And we do have some Kynar bags over in Node 1 Starboard 4. We should not have any Ziploc bags there.
Copy all, Chris. Thank you for those double checks on behalf of the safety team.
Awesome. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, let us know if there's any other things that we should take a look at and address, and we will certainly do that. Thank you.
So from Sophie for power cycling.
Moving on to.
Do you need any actions? Any other actions for me? Right now I see a green message, Wi-Fi connected.
Good info for us, and no further actions for you, Sophie. We appreciate your help.
Okay, great. You're welcome. And in the meantime, I'm very happy to see that the NAS, the payload NAS that I received yesterday, is not anymore, has not anymore blinking orange LED. Like, it's all green. That's great.
And that's good info for us as well, Sophie. Yeah, we had our special DMC come in and take care of that, so we're happy to hear it's working.
Hey, good job on the ground, ground team.
Good station, Jacks on 2 for EBOX, take 2.
We are with you.
And step 1.3, the chargers are off. You guys are go for RPC saving, and I'm standing by for your go with 2.3.1.
Awesome, we will put that in work. Airlock Houston on space to ground 2, we have completed the safing, and Jack, you are go in 2.3.1.
Oh, and 2.3.1, thank you very much. Stand station Jackson 2, and step 2.3.2, it says remove all the batteries. Does that mean all the batteries, or just the ones in the way? Like, probably just two LLBs, right?
That is all the batteries, and 2 seconds to a handover.
Huntsville station on 2 for the file chapter of gun carts.
We're with you on 2 for that final chapter, and good afternoon, Jessica. Ground commanding is complete, so you're go in step 1, and you have a go in step 4.1. And a heads up for you, we do need good comm for the delta pressure check in step 7.8. So if you hit that while we're at any LOS, please hold there. After we confirm good delta pressure, if you run into any more LOSs during your activity, you can work through them, no problem. And with that, Shankini's on stage 3 for the last and final chapter of MCARTS.
All right, the saga has been an impressive one. I will call Shane Keeley on through. And there you go. Thank you.
So, station Sophie on through for sewage question.
And we're with you on through.
I don't know if you see on camera, but this is the latest item of the activity today. So, step 26, and it's quite a big volume. So I have a question about this.
All right, we are watching on the Lepian.
Great, so because now we have three binary CDBs that are full, completely full, overstuffed, and two hardware JSBs that are completely full, overstuffed as well, this is the only remaining item. If I properly label this trash, would we be okay, would we have permission to put this into sickness without any JSB? And we can say trash per activity, GMT today, blah, blah, so that there's no confusion for anyone, and then it will be placed in later trash activities.
And we copy all, Sophie, and we are coordinating with our friends in Houston. Stand by.
Copy, standing by.
Houston Station, Jack, on 2, for step 2.13.
Go ahead, Jack.
I'm going to make sure I identify the correct parts here. The EBOT EMU lithium ion battery adapter, serial number 1004P2, is pretty clear to identify. You guys have it in Figure 9 pretty well. The thing in Figure 9 that you've identified as the T32 University battery cable, serial number 1013, it also looks pretty clear to me what it is here, but I cannot, there's no serial number to verify. So I'm happy to go by the picture. I just want to make sure that you guys are happy for me to go by the picture, verify that serial number 1013 for the T32 side.
Thanks, Jack. We're going to talk that real quick.
Thanks, Jeremiah.
Station Hustle on 2 for Sophie and the item.
Repeat with you, Andrew.
And Sophie, our teams are good with a plan to attempt to stow the item in Cygnus for now. Might have some adjustments at a later date. And if you could please let us know approximately where you attempt to stow it.
Yeah, we'll do this later when we take a little dive into Cygnus. But, yeah, we'll make sure you have the information by the end of the day.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Airlock Houston on 2 for Jack.
Jack, what do you got?
All right, Jack. So for a confirmation that we very much have the right connector, if you look at Figure 7 and you can positively trace the connector in question from the one labeled LLB Delta in Figure 7, then we are confident that you have the right connector and you're go to proceed.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely true. So I have to, like, unroute that to put the new one in anyway. So the LLB Adapter D goes to the thing in Figure 9 that's labeled EBOT adapter serial number 1004, and you guys have where that? Yeah, that's definitely that for the connection. I just can't see the serial number of the P32 side, but I can trace it from D to that adapter.
All right, Jack, that is great. That sounds like the exact connector, so we are happy if you are.
Okay, sounds good.
Station Sophie on 2 for WSC.
Sophie, we suspect that you saw a check separator light.
Yeah, but this is not a usual one because it's not only check separator but also pretreat bat qual. And now there is a sound, so we never had the sound of the fan initiating the flow. There was never a flow. But there is still a sound of a pump running, and this sound doesn't stop, although I closed the valve.
Copy. And Sophie, any other red LEDs on the panel?
No, just those two, check separator and pretreat, that's all.
And Sophie, can you confirm whether the dose pump on green LED is illuminated?
It is not right now. And it actually never did, which is the sound signature was not the same as usual.
Copy. And Sophie, we are talking about this. Give us just a couple of minutes, please.
Sure. And just in the meantime, just so that you're all aware, there's still this weird sound.
We copy.
Listen from Sophie, just additional information. On the ASU fan control panel, we also have the blower power, green light on.
Copy all, Sophie. Thanks. We are talking it. No immediate concern for immediate actions required. We're just considering our options here. Sophie, Houston on 2 for WHC.
You're on 2.
All right, your comment on the blower and the current that we are seeing aligns with the blower still running, not a pump. So we would like you to take the ASU fan control from auto to off on the ASU fan control panel.
Copy. ASU fan control panel, the auto from auto to off right away.
Good readback.
Okay, great news right now. It's off and the sound stops.
Copy, Sophie. Good news. Could you give us a status on the LEDs that you reported?
This LED is now off OFF, but the two chase separator and pre-feedback coil red lights are still on.
Copy all. And so we are going to talk about the signature. For now, unfortunately, WHC is no-go for you.
Copy. WHC no-go. I'll put a sign on WHC, and then we'll stand by for further action.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Stand station and Jack is on 2 and step 2.2. If you bot, please go to close the RPCs, and I'll wait for you to go to do the charger procedure next.
Copy, Jack. We'll put the RPC close in work.
I'm so efficient on 2 for switch.
And we're with you on 2, Jessica. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have the extra needles, the ones that we were accumulating for BioSurf, and we had a bag of those previously. It was located in forward 6, Juliet 1. I can't remember the number of the CTB, but that's the one where the gloves were as well, and it's not there anymore, so I'm not sure where it is. I think that's where the extra needles are, but because I don't see them in 4342. So just wondering, do you want me to put these two that I have in 4342, or can you direct me toward that other bag?
Gabby, and we are looking for a location. Are the needles that you're looking to stow already in their own bag or just loose?
They're on a strip. I have a bag right here I can put them in, but there was one bag that I was accumulating all of those extra needles in previously.
And Jessica, we believe the bag you were previously accumulating has already been moved to PMM, so for now, if you want to put these needles in a bag and then put them into 4342, that's what we'd like to see happen.
Okay, I will do that.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack.
So the other news.
We are ready for you to pick up in the Bad Ops checkout.
All right, Bad Ops checkout at work.
Station Houston on 2 for anyone available and WHC troubleshooting.
Houston, Sophie on 2. I have about 10 minutes before the start of my next activity, but I'm happy to help.
All right. Thanks, Sophie. This should be quick. We would like you to please go back to the ASU fan control panel and take that switch back to auto. If you hear the noise again, take the switch back to off OFF. But if you do not hear any noise, you can leave it in auto.
Copy, ASU fan control panel, switch back to auto. And if no weird sound, I leave it auto. If not, back to off OFF.
That's a good readback, and please just let us know what you discover.
Will do. And from Sophie, WHC, so after So bad news. Yeah, the sound came back on, and so I turned this auto switch back to off OFF for what you just said.
Copy, Sophie. Thank you for the data. We're going to continue to talk about this.
Copy.
Houston Station, Jack. On T4AGA, time on.
Go ahead, Jack.
Just want to check in with you again on what time makes sense for you guys for these AGA checkout steps. But I got the stone out complete, so I got everything organized, ready to go. So whenever you guys are ready, I will be ready.
And Jack, we are ready as well, so go ahead and get started.
Thanks.
I'm still station on 2 for Kermit.
We are with you on 2.
Just wondering, with the conclusion of Remcart, if we will be using Kermit in the foreseeable future, just asking because of, you know, how we kind of temp fill, like, the door, stuff to keep the door open and stuff like that. Just wondering what our future outlook is.
Great question, Jessica. We are digging into it. We will get an answer for you.
Okay, copy. Thanks.
Station on Salon 2 for Jessica and Kermit.
Head on 2.
Got a couple items for you. We wanted to ask about inverter GFCI cable pin 099. Did you leave that plugged into the J3 on the inverter, or were you planning to stow it?
I was just unplugging both J2 and J3 right now, but I can leave them here if that's preferred.
All right, the one at J2, which is your number 1087, that one can be stowed for your stow note. The one at J3, go ahead and leave it where it was.
Okay, I will leave 1099 on J3 on inverter 1034.
Perfect. And to answer your earlier question, we do not have any plans to use Kermit for the foreseeable future. And when you get there, you already have a go to stow the LSG work volume.
Okay, copy the go to stow. Thank you.
Houston Station Jax on 2, looking for a go in 2. Step 2.3.
We have a good view, Jack. Thank you. Station Houston on 2 for Jack and the view of AGA.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a good field of view, but the display is kind of washed out on our end. Could you adjust so that the display is legible in the camera?
Sure.
That's a good view, Jack. Thank you. Copy, okay.
Houston Station, Jackson 2. Seems like AGA 1005 booted up normally. Looking for a go to proceed in step 4.
We are ready for step 4, Jack.
Yeah, do you guys want to do all 4, the other additional 3 all at the same time here, or would you prefer me to go one by one?
Good clarification, Jack. We would like you to go one by one through all units and then move on.
Phoenix Sophie on 2, you are welcome to come on board with VCJ 1.
Hey, Sophie, with you on 2. Thank you. We will get VCA 1 routed.
All right, and as soon as you are on board, I'll be able to adjust the views, because right now I don't know what it's pointing at.
Okay, Sophie, we copy. We are going to keep an eye out for that field of view, but we are walking into a KULOS, so we can always check it on the backside as well. And you are go to continue in the procedure during that time. Also, while I have you, we have a pretty large LOS during your upcoming Easy Motion to Myotones activities. So I also wanted to give you the go to start that at step 1 when you get to it. And just to let you know that if you have any issues with the measurements during that LOS, you can repeat the measurements or restart them as many times as needed.
Okay, also go for the Myoton measurements and repeating them if necessary. Thank you.
Good copy.
Okay, I see that from the view I might need to go like further away. Or not. You tell me. Well, just for your information, I also have Columbus camera on.
Okay, yep, copy, Sophie. We do not have the video routed yet. We're still working on that. For the field of view, VCA1 is going to be kind of zoomed out, looking toward the deck, big picture, and then VCA2 is going to be zoomed in on the bowl.
Okay, VCA2 with a closer look on the bowl, and VCA1 big picture. So then, in that case, let me move backwards VCA1 standalone.
Okay, good copy. And we are in that KULOS now for a little bit, so we will just catch up with you on the backside for field of view checks.
This is station on 2 for WC.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just wondering, I have a few minutes right now, just wondering if you wanted to do any other WHC troubleshooting. Obviously, you guys are all over it, but we were just thinking maybe clearing the error messages from the panel and or an upstream power cycle might do the trick, we hope. I don't think we or the cosmonauts have ever seen this signature before.
Hey, are you looking at flight note 135350 right now? That is exactly what we're talking about doing. We're just getting the right approvals to run those steps, and we'll get back with you. We're thinking it's going to be about 5 to 10 minutes here sometime before evening DTC.
Okay, that is awesome news. It's a little bit scary, though, that I'm starting to mind meld with the flight notes. I think it might be time to come home. I don't know.
We think that makes you the ideal astronaut. And in the meantime...
All about perspective. All about perspective.
We did coordinate for OSU use if you guys need it in the meantime. I know this has taken a little while.
Yeah, we have already been using it, and our friends are very happy to open their 2 functioning toilets to us right now. So we are in a good spot, knocking on wood. Just let me know if you need anything else, and I'll have some free time before the Myotone stuff if you need it.
Awesome, thanks. Yep, we are expecting that soon.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Jessica and Kermit. One more question.
Right on, too.
Hey, Jessica, for the inverter GSCI cable, we had you leave in the J3 port, serial note 1099. We wanted to make sure it was secure to the inverter.
I'll double check, but if not, I'll make sure that it is.
Much appreciated.
No problem.
Houston, or maybe Huntsville, Chris on 2 for Cygnus and SCF and Cygnus Village. I was just wondering, I'm about to put the JSBs and the CTVs that we generated from SCF into Cygnus, and I just wanted to get a big picture of, is this really just TEMSCO, or is there a possibility at all of getting any of these in a final location, because that would be really lovely if we could.
And Chris, we are checking.
Station Houston on 2 with some WHC troubleshooting.
We are ready to copy.
All right. I've got several steps to read up to you. Big picture is we're going to clear the faults and power cycle, but there are a couple of deltas from your usual fault clearing. So the first thing we'll have you do is run block G of the WHC malfunction cue card. With one delta, you're only going to run steps 1 through 3 of that.
Block golf, only 1 through 3?
Yep, and then after that, on the OSU fan control panel, switch auto to up. Next, on the OSU control panel, press blower off and switch manual to down. I'll pause there.
Okay, so what I got is that after block golf 1 to 3, we're going to put auto back on the OSU fan control panel, and then on the OSU control panel, we'll hit lower to off, and then we'll do our normal manual to down.
That's a good copy so far. Then from here, we've got 2 procedure references for you to do the power cycle. So the first will be IFM
11.5.405 for WHC deactivation. Then you'll run step 2 of that. Then you will wait 2 minutes. Then run IFM 11.5.404, which is WHC activation, and that'll be steps 1, 3, and 6 to the end. Over.
All right, I've got IFM 11.5.405, step 2. Wait 2, and then 11.5.404, 1, 3, and then 6 through end.
That is a great readback.
All right, copy all. I think Jessica's going to hop into this shortly.
All right, thank you, Chris and Jessica. And Chris, back with you for NG stowage.
Ready for some NG stowage.
Unfortunately, we don't have the final config ready yet, so it will be a temp stow for now.
Okay, copy all. And you probably don't have a big picture of what are the next things we're going to be getting out. I'm just wondering if there's a smart way about temp stowing them in there, or if we're just going to put them in and then pull them out when we next have to kind of do stuff.
Yep, copy that, Chris. We're talking with ISO right now. I'll try to get you any big picture that we have.
Okay, copy. I'll just be down there trying to sort of sort it out and at least starting the process, but I'll check back in. I'll pop back out and check back in a few minutes.
Copy that. Thank you.
Houston Station, Jackson 2 for AJ.
Go ahead, Jack.
At 5.1, the POM reading is 20.8. percent that matches, and the carbon dioxide reading for the CDM in step 6.2 is not matching, so I think I'm doing something wrong here. The CDM says 0.25 or so, and all the AJAs are saying 2.1.
Copy all, Jack, and actually the CDM and the AGA report in different units for CO2, so we'll double check to make sure those are good, but it's not surprising that you're getting different numbers there.
Okay.
And Jack, while we're talking that, this view is close to perfect. If you could just pan a little bit to the left so we can see all four AGA displays. Simo, perfection. Love it. Looked in right as Etho said. We might have to settle for two at a time because they're looking a little washed out.
And then what do you want the other two?
We are ready for the other two. And Jack, we have gotten great views, so we are ready for you to move on to step 8.
Here we go with step 8.1.
Affirm, go in 8.1.
Sensation on CKWC.
We're with you.
Jess, I'm assuming that I'm remaining integrated with UPA, so in 3.4 of 11.5.404, I'm going to 3.6.
That's correct.
Copy.
And Station Houston on 2 for Chris with some stowage info.
Houston, Chris is with you and ready for some stowage info.
All right, so we don't have the complete picture, but what we did find out is that A5 is the next trash stow location, and port 4 is the next retrieval location from Cygnus.
Okay, that is helpful. Yeah, I put some of the 3-foot, I'll clean out all this, but I started filling up starboard 5 with some of the FCF trash. Hopefully we'll find out that it can stay there, but if not, we'll move it along, and I'll try to keep port 4 clear so that we can get that stuff out.
Love it. Thanks.
Awesome. Appreciate you guys looking into that.
Houston Station on 2 for WHC.
Go ahead.
Good news. We seem to be back to nominal length and nominal function.
All right. We are seeing the same. So you are go to go. WHC is go for you.
Go for flow. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Station Huntsville on 2 for any available crew and scram.
Huntsville, Chris is with you on 2 and happy to scram.
Hey, Chris, thanks for scrambling over to the ATU to help us out. We have worked with the PD and are starting to see better end items on the payload. We'd like to get Scram back into science-taking mode, and that'll just be taking the MCA plug back out. We have a procedure reference for you since there's some tools you'll need, and we also have the stow location for the MCA plug when you pull it out.
Copy that. I'll take that procedure, but I put it in this morning, so I'm guessing it goes back where I got it from. But yeah, I will take all that info. Thank you.
Absolutely. You will be using spacecraft atmosphere monitor procedure 2002. We're recommending you use the XDP version because it's already in set for the location Scram is at. And there is no need to take photos in step 6. And yes, you will be stowing the plug where you got it from at lab overhead 2M1.
To that, XTP version of 2.002 spacecraft atmosphere monitor, no photos in 6, and it's going back to the bag I got it from in lab overhead 2, mic 1. Thank you. I can do that right now.
Thanks, Chris.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for Scram. Just wanted to make sure I had your go in step 1 of 2.002.
And Chris, yes, you have a go. Thanks for checking.
Have you go in step 1? So, Chris on 2, Scram plug is removed and re-stowed.
Thanks for your help, Chris.
Station on 2 for iPad.
Go ahead.
Yes, I was wondering if Pluto was already working on that iPad for Anil. I do have a couple playlists that I was hoping to get off of it, and I can do that, you know, right now in the next 20 minutes or so if that works.
And Jessica, Pluto had started uplinking the update already, but we may be able to pause, so give us just 1 second.
Okay, and it's no rush. I don't need them right now. I could do it later, assuming the Spotify things are, you know, untouched. So it doesn't really matter to me when, whatever works for Pluto.
Okay, copy. We'll check.
We do see on the iPad that Spotify is actually currently open, so I think I could probably just press the share button if that doesn't affect anything that you're doing.
All right, Jessica, it sounds like what we are doing right now would not be affected if you were to hit the share button. However, if you would like to play it safe, we can give you a call when it's done, which we're thinking will be in about 45 minutes.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Thank you. Getting Sophie on 2 for my turn.
Hey, Sophie, we are with you on 2. You are go for stow for myotones. We are all done here on the ground.
Well done. That's great. I didn't know with Tigris 275 she had a chance to do that, so it makes my day. Thank you.
Happy we can make your day. If we don't hear back from you again, have a wonderful evening and a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, and you as well.
Station Houston on Spacetogram 2 for Jessica and iPad 1090.
Yes.
Very happy Friday evening to you. We are all done with iPad 1090, so the rest is up to you.
Okay, happy Friday to you as well. Thanks for the update. Appreciate it. Happy weekend.
Likewise.